Okay, we're on Daf Ayin Test 79A, top of the Omud. No more Giloy.
No more snakes.
Remember what we said, Giloy Arias. What were the other ones we said? There was another one. There was Giloy Arias, and then there was one other one. I don't remember what we said. Anyway, Chavash al Truma, Shinola la Safik Tuma. So if you have two barrels of Truma, and a Sheretz went in, and we know it touched one of the barrels, we don't know which one. So I mean, that's the case that I think I saw, right? One of them is, so it's a Safik. Rabbi Eliezer Aimer, Im Hoysen, Wenechas Makam Hatarfa. If it was out in the open, it was exposed. In other words, it could easily, it was be liable for somebody who could come along be matame it. Yani cheno b'makam hamutzna. You should place it where it is hidden. In other words, you're still mechuyev, even though there's a sopik tum on it. You continue to be mitzuva in the inyan of mishmeres trumosai. It says in the pasuk that you have to watch, you have to guard the truma. And Trumosai is Lashon Rabim, so you have to guard both Truma Tahira and even Truma that's a Suffolk Tumah. So that's his Shita. If it was uncovered, you should cover it over, so it shouldn't be, you know, it shouldn't be, I guess, Giloy, but I mean, it's Tumah also, right? Does he mention Giloy over here? He doesn't say. The assumption is because of Tumah.
Is
okay.
It the same amount of time?
No. Tumah is a happenstance. It may happen. It may not happen. We don't know. It's part of the shmira of the Truma to make sure it doesn't become Tumah.
It really has a time aspect. The
Truma right. That is correct. Rabbi Yeshua Aimer, M'haysim M'nachas B'makam Hamutzna, he has the other way. He says the opposite. Since it now has become a Safek Tumah, so my Kiva Shmira has gone down. I don't have the same Kiva Shmira for Tahira as Safek Tumah. And if it was in a quiet place, a hidden place, you can place it out in an exposed area where it might become Vare Tumah. Tell me, what's the advantage? What is the advantage of having it become Vare Tumah?
You can burn it.
Well, that's correct. Then you could burn. Right now, you can't burn it because it's a suffix. Let it become tamei vade, and that way I can get rid of it, and there won't be any mishal for people, right? Because the kohanim can't eat it makom suffix. The zarim certainly can't eat it. So right now it's useless. No one can do anything with it. So put it out where some tumah could do some good. How do you like that?
But it has to be passive. You can't.
But Shamsi points out like it correctly. It has to be, this is a key point here, that it has to be passive. The Bishua does not allow you to be metame at biyadayim. You can put it in a place where it will become tame mamela, but not outright. You can uncover it, even though this might cause it to acquire definite tumah. Oh, by the way, the machlokes is, I mentioned to you, Shmeres Trumosai, that's the way we read it, which is Lashon Rabim, but you could read it the way it's written, Trumosi, which is a singular. So even though, so it's like a Yeshem L'mikra, Yeshem L'masaris type thing a little bit. So it's my Truma singular. The only Truma Yimachuyiv to watch is Truma Tahira Mamish. Maybe Shul holds a Safik Truma, it's Safik Truma is not Machuyiv. Okay, now Rabbi Gamliel has this kind of like, you know, middle of the road type, Pshara. And he says, Lo yichanish badavar, don't do anything. If it was exposed, don't cover it. If it was covered, don't uncover it. Just leave things the way they are, right? Leave it the way it is. I remember Rabbi Mishinsky, Olav HaShalom, when the pencil fell off the desk, leave it there! It drove him crazy. Because all these Shearspring Valley the seats had an angle, this little indentation that was barely wide enough to hold your pencil. And the Gemaras were on the bottom, so whenever you'd move your Gemara up, you'd push the pencil over the edge. And there were pencils banging on the floor, and it drove him crazy. Leave it there! Okay. That's Rabbi Gamliel. Chavesh Shenishbro Begasel Yoino. If you have a barrel of Truma wine that broke in the upper basin of a wine press. Okay, so it's flowing down. It's tar at the top. It's going into a wine press at the bottom. And then they come and they tell him, hey, don't let that wine come down, because if it's going to go down, it's going to become tameh. So, one second. It says, it says that the bottom one is chulin. Okay, the bottom one is not truma. The top one is chulin tameh. Right. So, here,
it's two minuses.
So it's two minuses, correct. So Maitre Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua, here they agree. Shem yochol ha'atzam imena revias b'tahara. That even if you can save, in other words, you have a choice here. You have a choice. As the owner, I'm faced with a dilemma here. If I'm going to stop all this truma from flowing down, I will save my chulin. If the truma goes in there, then it becomes maduma. And the truma becomes tamei. So it's a big loss to have it flow in there. But if I'm going to stop that truma, then what's going to happen? I'm going to be matame biyadayim, right? So I can't stop it with my hands. I have to find a keli, which is tahar, to be able to save the truma at the top. Now, it might take me some time. There's nothing available right here for me to grab. I'll have to run home and run back. By that time, all the stuff may have flowed down. So what they're saying is, oh, that's what we have the boxes for the tissues, right? But by the time I get back, so the shear is like this. Even though you're gonna lose all your chulin in the bottom, and all the truma is gonna go down and become tame, but if you can save one revius,
it's worth it.
That's what you're mechuyev to do. This is unbelievable. Azay vait. Imagine what the loss is. We're talking about huge losses over here. You spent the whole year cultivating the grapes, and then you pressed them, and then just imagine the chi of shmiras truma. What's involved over here? It's not a lach dazach. Shem yochal hatzei mena revias batari yatzel. The imlaf. Then let's suppose there's no tahar vessel available. You don't have any at home. You don't have any in the vicinity. You don't have any. So it's going to become tummy. If I just leave it alone, it's going to come tummy. So now we have a machlekes. This, in the first case, it was Maid Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. But in Lav, if there isn't a tahar vessel available, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Teired v'tibala. Hold on a second. Did I skip something? I'm sorry. I skipped something. I skipped a paragraph. V'im Lav. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Teired v'titami. Let it flow down and become automatically tamei. He shouldn't contaminate with his hands by capturing it with a tamei vessel before it flows down, even though he would there, by so doing, he would salvage the chulin, the bottom. Okay? So he's, in other words, he's... Forget about dimua. It's chulin on the bottom, truma tahor at the top. If he stops it with a kli tamei, it'll tamei the truma. That he considers truma biyadayim. That you can't do according to Rabbi Elazar.
Right.
Okay? Rabbi Yeshua didn't say anything yet. He's going to say something in a paragraph later. But let's do one more case. This is you're out in the street and your truma has split open and it's spilling onto the ground. It's going to soak into the ground and you're going to lose the whole thing, right? Again, if you can save one revius, you're mechuyev to save one revius. And in lav, then again, you have Rabbi Eliezer saying, let it go into the ground. Don't let him ruin it with his hands by collecting it in a tummy vessel. All right? 16, even though all the truma is going to be lost through his inaction, he's forbidden to actively be matame it. Okay? Now, he brings over here that he's going to soak it up with a cloth. But ultimately, his hands will be metamia because it's a state. Okay. Next. So, v'alzu v'alzu amar b'yoshua l'zu truma shani musar ala l'tama elam lo achla. So Rabbi Yeshua says, no, this is not the azhara of truma. Because since this truma is going to ibud, there's no need for me to be watching it. So go ahead and be matame b'yadayim, save it with a kli tame, you know, whatever you need to do, since it's going to be go to ibud anyway.
So, yeah, so what did you accomplish?
It won't go to ibud. So in the first, you got two cases. So in the first case, you're saving, you're rativing the whole chulin, and the bottom doesn't become a duma. That's clear, right? That's the easy one.
The case of
what breaks and it's spilling out into the ground. So now, if you're going to just let it go into the ground, it's just going to get goli ibud. You won't have anything.
Okay.
But if you become it be a dime, at least you'll have truma tomato that you can burn takas shiloh.
Oh, so
you could use it for fire. Yeah, I think so. I think that's the point.
So what would be? What would be Rav Lezer's svara to say that you shouldn't save some?
Because he can't do anything via dime.
You said
he has to let it happen.
That's his limit.
That's right.
That's how he
learned.
Rabbi Yeshua says no.
That's ridiculous.
Right.
Now over here in the footnote already, he's pointing out how this is different than before Shabsi. Over here, you notice that he is allowing you to be metamiyat biyodayim.
Right.
In the first case of the Mishnah, what was he doing? It says imhayim chusa yigaleno.
Right.
So you're putting it in the open, but you're not being metam biyodayim. Over here, he's being metamiyat biyodayim.
Right.
He's gonna capture. Let's take the first case of it's in the wine press. It's coming down the ramp. He takes his kli tame and he puts it there and he captures. He's with tame biyodayim. He makes that truma tame with this keli. So here he's doing an action. So he points it out over here in the footnote over here on page 79A3, third paragraph. It's noteworthy in the case where truma spilled, Rabbi Yeshua allows actively contaminating it, whereas in the case of the Suffolk tuma, he only allowed the gram tuma, right? So the question is, are these two rulings incompatible or not? Well, that's the first gemara we're going to learn is going to be about this issue. Okay. Now, there is an Isra Baal Tatama. You know, it's interesting. The Rosh Cirilio, right after the beginning of the Mishnah, he brings down a Rashi and Psochim. He says, actually, it's the next one. Yanikana Makam Mutzna. I just want to do this with Rosh Cirilio inside because it's very Yisardist thinking idea. He says, the Svirolei, Davzu Matsumu of Lashomra. Because Rabbi Eliezer holds that even if it's a Sufik Tomi, you're Machiv to watch it. But Chosha came to Muzer Shol Tam be a dime, and you can't do it be a dime. The Bechol Shahar Trumas da Alma, Ike Assei, the Lois Assei. In all Trumos, there's an Assei to watch it, and there's a Lois Assei to Mimatami it. Now, where did I see it? Oh, I thought he quoted a Rashi. Hold on a second.
At the beginning of the Rosh Cirilio, Shonola does Safek Tuma.
Where did he quote
it? Perish Rashi's out, Perakamet Psachim?
No. That's not what I wanted. Just one second. I just saw it. What the heck? Did I miss it? Did I make the wrong page? Yeah, I got the wrong page. I'm sorry. It's the next page. I'm sorry. Okay, I'll read it a little later. I'm sorry. I should have marked it. Okay, very good. So now, The next statement is from Rabbi Yeshua. We're up to Vavalta Tama, Ketzel Vavalta Tama. So where is there an Isser of not being Matame? So, in other words, he's allowing you to be Matame be a dime when it's going the Ibud, and he's saying, this is not the one I'm Muzar in. So he's trying to explain, but where am I Muzar in it? He was traveling. The kikris from Biyada, he had a kikris of Truma. And he came across a guy, and he confronted him, and he says, give it to me one of them, and I'll contaminate it with my touch. Otherwise, I'm going to metame all of the Truma that you have in your wagon. So there, Rabbi Yeshua agrees that he is not allowed to directly contaminate the Truma by handing it to the guy. But they still have a machlokes. Okay, so this is, number one, this is the case that he's learning is the Isser in the Torah. If it's going le'ibud, no problem, because it's going into the ground, it's going to go into the lower chamber, or, where all the other wine is going to make it completely valueless. So that's where you're allowed to matam b'yadayim. But in this case, you can't be matam b'yadayim. So what do you do when you confront this guy? Again, same shita. Do not hand the guy a flask of wine, okay? Because that is too much action, right? And therefore, I'm sorry. So he says, "Yitame is cool." So let the guy be mitame everything, right? Let the guy go and mitame everything. You don't do anything. And Rabbi Yeshua says, on the base, I can tell some base, Shoma Yaniyach Lafana Valasela. You put it on a stone, right? By putting it on a stone, so he doesn't allow you to hand it to the guy. But on the other hand, you don't have to be passive completely. You can put it on the side on stone. He said, here, Mr. Guy, here's your flask of Truma. Leave me alone. Don't touch the rest of my wagon. That he does allow. Now, here is the Rash Sirila I wanted to quote earlier. I'm sorry I messed it up. It's the third line down. He says, Ra'isi Shekas of Rashi, Parakama de Pesachim, Zahaloshin, Sorfen Truma Tahira, Im Hatmeya. He says, I should have read the second line. Ha'ashar Shalola Tamos Hatruma Hechon Ksuva Batar. Where is the Ashar Natim Matami? So he sees Rashi and Pesachim. And it's talking about over there, we're going to have to know it anyway for the Gemara. If it's Erev Pesach, and you have Truma Tameya, or actually anything Tameya, and you have Truma Tahira, now it's Chometz, right? And you have to burn it. So you're going to anyway end up destroying it, right? So how do you destroy it? Can I destroy the Truma Tahira with the Tameya, and it'll become Tome in the process of burning it, but ultimately it'll be burned anyway. So
doing a mitzvah.
A mitzvah, I don't know what a mitzvah it is. You mean a tashbisu? That's the mitzvah. I don't know if you're doing a mitzvah. That's a mitzvah on the gavra. But you're being matam. There's an alternative. You can either burn it together, or you can make separate fire. You can have a separate fire for truma tahira. That's chametz. Burn it in one garbage can, and the other garbage can you'll put. Just imagine. No burning. Truma Tahira.
Thank you for not burning Truma Tahira.
Last thing.
Yes. So that's
today we separate plastic from
glass. Right. So this will be Truma Tahira separated. So anyway, so it's but the Gemara says again, Sorfen Truma Tahira im hatmei b'pesach im zman habir. The whole v'hochas li'ibud af hatahira. It's going to leave it anyway. Here's Rashi's language. This is all a quote of Rashi. Diksiv, Esmeshmeras Truma Soy. Rashi quotes the pasuk that we're all aware of for Shmiras Truma.
So is it the same thing here? Is it the same situation? That it's going to go to Ibud.
It's going to Ibud anyway.
Anyway. Even though we're mitzuveh to do shmira,
right?
Maybe
you should be able to do it b'yadayim.
Yes.
Right. Good point. We're going to see the Gemara. Just hold on for a minute for that point. That's a good point. then the Rashi Cirillo says like this: V'kitzer harab l'shono. The Rav, meaning the Rashi, was makatzer. He wrote very short and sweet. V'lo kosev ela asay de mishmeres. He only wrote the essay. D'ha'inam asisin le'el. Avo shlo l'tami b'yadayim lav nami ikah. There's also a loisat says not to be matami b'yadayim as well. And that is a machlokes tanna, a machlokes later on in Makkos. He says, Rish Lakish is das harol negiyah betruma betrumas hagof nafkalom dechsev ish tsaroi zov bekachem la yechal asher yitar v'negiyah asher yitar. So it says that and it also says hanageya in the next pasuk. So it's mashma that since it says hanageya, that the same way there's a loisat say not to eat it, there's also a loisat to say not to touch it. So the lav is going on both cases. So lo ye yachel and asher yitoher, and there's a lo, you're not supposed to, I mean again, you're not supposed to mimatame it either. So that's what Shlokish is drasha. And Reb Yechon argues, he holds that lav is only going on the achila, not on the negiyah. He has a different pasuk. Anyway, the bottom line, he says, we pasuk like Rish Lakish in this regard. And anyway, the whole purpose I'm bringing this is just so you should see that there's an asay, Mishmeres Trumosai, and there's a Lois asay, which he says comes from Rish Lakish's drasha, which is by the Mitzayra. Okay? So that's a Yisodas Tekka thing to be aware of. Okay, next. Now the final part of the Mishnah. If you have women, right, we have a group of women, and we're surrounded on the outside by idolaters, and they say, that give us one of them, and that'll be it. We're going to take the whole pack. Yitama is kulam, and the Mishnah says, you have to be metama, all of them. You don't give your dime anybody.
So this information is in this Mishnah because we're talking about the difference between being passive and being active.
Correct.
Even though the result is going to be a lot worse, passive.
This is
Allah.
This is Allah, absolutely. This Mishnah is Allah. There is a shaila if they specify an individual, and they say we want Mrs. Shapiro, send her out. So that's apparently machlokes. I don't think that we even give it even when they specify. I think that if in a case of misa, where the person they specify is chayav misa, because b'dinehem, I think that might be a little different. But in a case of Tumas Nashim, absolutely, we're not mincing anybody. This is, I think, one of the examples, I think, if I'm not mistaken, I didn't see this a long time already, but I have to remember now, Chaim Zimmerman, his work, he used to publish a weekly thing like Torah in Existence in the Jewish press way back when in the day. And those who tined that the conquering of Eretz Yisrael was not done on pi halacha, therefore could not be the Ikvus of the Mashiach, because the Gula couldn't come about non-Torah people, and he wanted to respond to that. And this is one of his examples that, if I'm not mistaken, that in terms of some, when you deal in a halachic perspective, sometimes the halacha will be such that, in other words, if you were a commander in an army and you had a choice that either one of your soldiers is going to die or the whole platoon is going to die, there's no general in the world that would say, well, let the whole platoon die. Rather, we would give up the one officer, the one person, and save all the rest. That would be a non-Torah perspective. And he says, therefore, sometimes, in order to win wars, you can't use a halachic approach necessarily. This is what I think I remember. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to bring about a Yeshua in a non-halachic way, because the halacha kind of binds our hands and makes it very difficult for us to win. This is like an example of that. Anyway,
so halachically, a soldier cannot...
It would be the same thing. If we were, if we were, if we were surrounded by an army of Arabs, and we had ten people, and they said, send us out one of you, and we'll let the rest of you free, you wouldn't be able to give them up, of course.
Talking about a hand grenade.
Well, that's
and the person jumps on it.
Well, that's different.
Why that's is that different?
That's a person trying to save other people.
Right. So
yeah, and if someone would voluntarily go out and say
is okay.
I don't know. What do you think,
Harvey? Like
if one of the women would voluntarily go out, would we let her?
And that's not even death.
I can't hear you. He thinks we wouldn't stop her.
I don't know. It's a good
we don't
question.
Know. I don't know.
Yeah, I think Rabbi Eichstadt actually spoke about this whole thing, you know, the difference between Ilya Arias and the Tichy. He got into the whole thing.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Okay, let's go back to the Gemara. So, Rabbi Yossi...
He says that the deen is, Ein dochim nefesh mipnei nefesh.
Right.
So he says, Shein lakim nefesh achad shisah, gedal atzil nefesh achad shisah. Right?
But
so that's in the case of the women.
But that's one in one, but what about one in 100? That's far. In other words, my chatas the dumach somach tvei, dumach the chavach somach tvei. That makes sense when you're dealing with two people. But I don't know if you're dealing with 100 people, whether that svara really holds water.
That's the case.
For sure not, right?
No, but I'm saying that's the case of the Mishnah. There's a group of women.
Right.
Right, and they say either send one or all. You're not supposed to because the Nefeshahat is not more Chaviv than the next. That's what he's saying. And this is not even in Sakharis and Fashos. This is just in violation.
Yeah.
I'm saying so is that what I'm saying to you is...
And be a snakri, by the way, this is Machlekes Rishonim, whether that's even Gilei Arayas. It could be, right? That's not even what's the name, the Taisa Sinksuva, or the Revom, or something. I forgot who it was.
We're not talking about strict only Gilei Arayas. It's her rights that you're violating. That woman's rights.
Uh-huh.
Almost like Moministic rights. It's her body.
So this has nothing to do with Isurim.
It's beyond Isurim. Exactly.
It's beyond Isurim. Interesting.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
I've got to listen to the shir again.
I mean, let's face it. We're being Yonah Diyama. Esther is giving herself up to be Matame herself to Ahasuerus in order to be Matzal Kai Yisrael. I mean, this is you couldn't get a better Mishnah for Yonah Diyama than this Mishnah, right?
Unbelievable.
And it's for Hesya, too. Yeah, okay. Let's see. Let's go right there. I'm Rabbi Yossi Rabbon. Midivrei Shloshtan. From all three. In other words, we've got three Shitas in the Mishnah, right? We've got Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Gamliel. So from all three of them, you see Tluya Asala Sarfa. You're not allowed to burn Safek Tumah. Over here, I just want to look at the Bir HaGra because he speaks it out so beautifully. On the bottom of Avayin Tesselman Beis, where it says Bir HaGra, Midivrei Shloshtam Tluya Asa L'Sarfa, he says Pirish. Bein L'Rab L'Aza Damar Yerichan B'Mok Ma'mutzna Shetzricha Shmira. Bein R'Mi Gamliel Damar Al Yechadish B'Davar. Vadei Tluya Asa L'Sarfa. Those two, for sure, are saying you can't do anything. But Ela Afilu L'Rab Yehoshua Damar Yerichan B'Mok Ma'tarfa. Dein U'Muzar Al Shmira Asa. Even Rabbi Yeshua, who says you put it in the open area, mighty da'asa l'sarfa. But he is going to be mighty that you're not allowed to burn it. Why? De'ilav Cain, if it weren't the case, he should have said you can burn it. What do you have to say? Put it here, put it there. You burn it, light it up. For who ain't no matter, ligrom tomo. I feel a little time else to be a dime, no matter, right? So this is a beautiful explanation of what the Gemara here is saying. L'divrei Shloshtan, from all three, not only Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Gamliel, but even Rabbi Yeshua, we see that it is also to be served. Okay, next. Chavraya Shishem Rab Lazar Chavasa Rishon Al-Kirab Yaisi V'Hashniya Kirab Meir. So here, in order to understand what the Gemara is saying, you have to have a little Hagdama. And that's a Mishnah, number 6, that brings down the Mishnah Psachim. And we started doing it already a little bit. That we said, if you have chametz of Truma, can you burn it with ordinary chametz, such as Tamei, Reb Meir allows it. Tar, chametz, Tahira. I'm not saying it right. Truma, chametz, Teruma. Is that the way to say it?
Yes.
Chametz, Teruma. What is that the way?
Chametz,
Truma, Tahira. Yeah, you can burn with chametz, truma, or truma tmeya, even though it'll become tamei before it actually gets burned, because it's anyway going to be destroyed. So what's the point? That's Reb Meir Shita, and Reb Yaisi disagrees. He holds no, you have to burn it on separate fires, right? Reb Yaisi adds that even suspended truma, not only is it true that you cannot burn truma tahira with truma tameya, but even you can't burn truma tahira with suffic truma tameya, right? So it doesn't matter whether it's vane tameya or suffic tameya, you cannot burn them together. Since the suspended truma might actually be tahir, you may not actively contaminate it by burning it together with truma that is surrounded. Okay, I'm not saying it right. Sorry, I didn't say it. I said it the wrong way. If you had suffic tuma and you have vadei tuma, you can't burn the suffic. I said the other way. I said if you had tahira, you can't burn it with suffic tuma. He's saying more than that. He's saying if you had suffic tuma, you can't burn it with vadei tuma. You have to separate those out as well. Right. So, they're asking, it says over here, they're asking the following question. They're saying that these shitas of Reb Meir and Reb Yaisi reflect differing versions of Reb Yeshua's view legabe's suspended truma. So Reb Meir had a tradition that Reb Yeshua allows being mitame truma that's going li'ibud. Based on that view, he would rule that if you have chametz of truma, that's got to be destroyed. You're allowed to contaminate it by burning it together. And that's kind of like biyodayim, right? Whereas Reb Yaisi, on the other hand, had a tradition that you can't actively be metame it, even if it's going le'ibud. Therefore, he says you cannot burn truma chametz of truma together with the tame. Tahar chametz of truma together with the tame. So, okay. So now, the first case of our Mishnah, which is a case of what? Of suffic tuma. So Rabbi Yeshua, what did he say? He allowed you to do only begrama, right? And whose shita is that? That's like Rabbi Yaisi. And the second case of the Mishnah where it says that he allowed you to go take a kli and be matame biyadayim, because it's going le'ibud anyway, or in the last case where it's spilling on the floor, he allows you to be matame biyadayim. That's like Reb Meir. So that's what the Gemara is saying over here. Chavrayim b'shem Lazar, chavas harishayna, the first chavas in the Mishnah, that's like Reb Yaisi. Pashniya, and the one where you're allowed to be a dayim, that's coming out the Shita Reb Meir. Chavraya Amri. Let's see, what's this? So now they explain, what are they explaining? What are they explaining over here? The first one was Chavraya B'Shem Reb Lazar.
Yes.
And what's this Chavraya?
Chavraya Amri. The scholar said what
they're just elaborating what I just said. They're just going to say what I just said. They're not saying.
And we're going to explain it better.
Right? So Chavraya Amri, Chavas HaRishayna Kereb Yaisi, V'Lesra Meir Maidebo. Because he would allow direct contamination. You wouldn't have to put it just for Mokam HaTarfa. You could actually be Matami at Bidaim, I guess.
Right.
And Hashniya, the second case involving the direct contamination, that's like the mayor. For less Reb Yaisi Moedaboy, he doesn't allow actual contamination. And that's the end of this daf. It continues on. This conversation continues on the next page. But as far as today's daf is concerned, that's it. So it's 9:36. Abaisai, shall we stop? Or you have to go? Okay. No, there was a, I mean, first of all, let me stop the recording for 1 second.